Another thing that's been hard to get a handle on, our patterns of care study actually shows that most oncologists and breast cancer clinical researchers have the belief that NAB is more effective than cremaphore paclitaxel. I imagine based on Bill Gradishar's study. Do you think that's a reality?
For me, I'm convinced by the trial that led to Abraxane's FDA approval that at least Abraxane at 260 per meter squared is not less effective than paclitaxel and cremaphore at 175. And for me, not having to give pre-medications, not having to give corticosteroids, being able to infuse the drug over half an hour instead of 3 hours if you're going to give it every 3 weeks, the ability to avoid steroids in my patients is a big plus, and not to have to worry about potentially just simply scary allergic reactions, but occasionally life-threatening allergic reactions. For me, that's a no-brainer in terms of what taxane I would want to choose.
It's interesting, though. Not everybody feels that way. There are a lot of people who think, steroids are no big deal.
I think that steroids are a double-edged sword. For me, often the prescription for steroids comes along with a prescription for Ambien, you know, because patients can't sleep well at night. With weekly taxanes and weekly steroids, I do see proximal myopathy, steroid myopathy, occasionally diabetics who have trouble controlling their blood sugars. For most physicians, what I hear most that limits the uptake of nab-paclitaxel is the pharmacoeconomics of this drug, and that I don't have any great response to.
Yeah, no, it's vexing. Although, you know, I'm starting to hear more people say, if I say, okay, suppose the two drugs were exactly the same cost, and a lot of people say, well, I've never used cremaphore paclitaxel. Is that the way you feel?
If that were the case, I think that there would be no reason that would make a doc lean in the direction of giving a drug in cremaphore. You know, we have a randomized trial showing improved response rate and a modest improvement in time to progression for nab-paclitaxel over cremaphore-based paclitaxel. There is some margin of safety. Anyone who's experienced a few scary hypersensitivity reactions during their outpatient clinic knows what the impact of that is on the oncology nurses, the other patients in the waiting room who see the team running in with the crash cart. It's hard to put a dollar basis on what it's worth to avoid those kinds of events. But if I was a CEO of a pharmaceutical company where I was given, you know, drug A, drug B, and drug C, where drug A was paclitaxel and cremaphore, drug B was docetaxel in tween 80 or polysorbate, and drug C was paclitaxel and nanoparticles of albumin, and I knew everything about those three drugs, A, B, and C, that we know now, for me it would be a no-brainer what drug I would want to put in my company's portfolio.